The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Tim and Charlie Kirk Show. Donald Trump arraigned for federal crimes. My goodness, crimes he didn't commit, just for exposing these criminals. Vivek Ramaswamy joins us to react and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Turning Point USA. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Today, Donald Trump is going to be arraigned at a D.C. federal courthouse. Former president of the United States, arraigned by this feral dog by the name of Jack Smith, who is using the full force of the federal government. And Merrick Garland signed off on this. It's supposed to be an independent counsel. This is not an independent counsel. This is one of Eric Holder's lackeys. Went out to The Hague. This guy has failed time and time again with his prosecutorial record. Failed with McDonald. Overturned at the Supreme Court. He is perfect for political prosecutions, or should I say persecutions. I've read the indictment multiple times. We've been through the details of this. This is a disgrace. It's a total disgrace. And I will say I'm sensing a little bit of a change of even some of the most ardent Trump critics that I speak with and I text with. I spoke with one the other day, someone who hates Donald Trump, and I called him. I said, so how do you feel? He said, man, I hate Trump. He said, but I don't hate him this much. I said, what do you mean? He said, man, this is so bad. This is so damaging, so dangerous. He's like, Trump's probably going to win the nomination. I'll support him in the general. He's like, I really think Trump is bad for the country, but this is worse. It's like, okay, that's an honest take. I could take that. That is progress. That is movement. And I'll be honest. Anybody who is now doing cheap shots at Donald Trump while he is under active multi-sham federal indictments, I've lost respect for you. Read the room. Understand what's really at play here. This is not the time to get in cheap shots of, Donald Trump should have fired Fauci faster. Yeah, okay. Get out of the way. We don't have time for this, okay? There's something much bigger going on here than policy disagreements. That might be valid. Okay, personnel selection, we've talked about it. This is the whole ball game. Can an unelected administrative state take out the leader of an opposition party? They believe yes, absolutely. So the New York Times, I read it so you don't have to. It's just the lack of self-awareness here is amazing. So they go through the co-conspirators. We had John Eastman on the program, and who's likely going to be indicted or unindicted co-conspirator. We don't know. This is the headline. First Amendment is likely linchpin of Trump defense. Allies prepare for fight over free speech after indictment calls out lies. And then it goes on to say, the indictment cites a campaign of election falsehoods. Time out here. Are you allowed to believe things that the government doesn't believe? Why do we have a First Amendment? We are the speaking beings, as Aristotle would say. We have reason, dialogue, conversation, disagreement, debate. What opinions exactly need to be regulated? A free society means that you're allowed to not just disagree, but challenge. And in a free society, you're allowed to have what is deemed as wacky or goofy opinions. I don't even think what Donald Trump was espousing was wacky or goofy, for the record. I think Donald Trump was onto something huge. His gut instinct is correct. The 2020 election was a sham. From the intel agencies to the fake Hunter Biden laptop letter to the mass mail-in ballots to the Center for Technology and Civic Life to the Yoel Roth meetings with Twitter and the FBI, Donald Trump was onto something. But this indictment, and this is why when people do these cheap shots on Trump, like, oh, Nikki Haley, move on, get out of the way. You're a waste of time, all right? This here is the criminalization of wrongthink. This is the criminalization and the potential imprisonment and death penalty. That's right. One of the statutes that Donald Trump is facing could potentially get him the death penalty for asking questions. And let's just go through the last couple hundred years. Is there ever a time where somebody challenges an orthodoxy and ends up being proven right? One of the most famous examples is Galileo. Galileo, who was basically put on house arrest for questioning, saying, hey, you know, maybe there's something to this heliocentric theory of, nope, I put you in house arrest, go into prison. Or in the 1900s, lobotomies used to be considered to be the most amazing medical breakthrough. How about as recently as the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation? Our leader said that, or that the vaccine is safe and effective, or that lockdowns are going to help kids, or that the virus is going to kill 20% of our population. What's really going on here with this indictment? And what infuriates me, and I have not heard this point made, is like, okay, they're going after somebody for wrongthink. Meanwhile, not a single member of the administrative state, not a single maggot, not a single vermin, not a single one of these people have been held accountable for their lies the last couple of years, for their intentional misrepresentations, for power, for profit. And yet they're going after Donald Trump for asking questions that they don't like. And the New York Times says, well, you know, the First Amendment is likely his defense. Well, yeah. What they are trying to do is set a precedent that, I'll be honest, is even bigger than Donald Trump. They're going for a civilizational changing indictment here. Not only do they think they will be able to take out the leader of the opposition party, they want to set a precedent in what will be the highest profile case. More eyeballs on this case than I think any in American history. Maybe the Scopes monkey trial would come closer. This will be covered wall to wall, every motion, every filing. And by the way, I know it's not customary. We need to demand that there are cameras in the courtroom. We need to demand it. And every one of these trials, there is not an argument not to have cameras in the courtroom. Period. You're going to go lock up the opposition leader. I want it on every television. Own it, Jack Smith. Own it, prosecutors. Come on, show us what you're doing. I don't want to look at some sort of sketch by some sort of guy. No. Cameras in the courtroom. I want to know what's going on. This will make the O.J. Simpson trial look like child's play as far as the high-profile civilizational impacts. And that's not just one. You got documents. You got this conspiracy to defraud the United States, a bunch of silly stuff. You got the Georgia one that is looming. We need cameras in the courtroom. We need eyeballs. I thought, because democracy dies in darkness, right? That's what I'm lectured by the degenerates of the Washington Post every day. What is really going on here in this indictment is, yes, Donald Trump is part of it, but the bigger game is, can they eliminate the First Amendment? And that is even bigger than Trump. That is the crux of this indictment. The crux of this indictment. is the promise of the United States Constitution that our founding fathers put in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, inspired largely by George Mason, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of press and the right to peaceably assemble. Here is the key. Here is the key. And to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This entire thing, even if you think Donald Trump was on Neptune and he believed wacky stuff, which I do not, I think he was onto something, you are constitutionally allowed to challenge your government. You're allowed to believe wacky and weird stuff. In fact, that is what makes America a great country. We should applaud it when somebody asks questions of their government. We shouldn't send them to prison. The government is not the arbiter of truth. And that's what I just keep on going back to it. What was the state-run newspaper of the USSR? Truth. Pravda. We know the truth as the USSR, not you, kulak. If you disagree, I will put you in prison and murder you. GoodRanchers.com is an amazing resource. I love the meat from Good Ranchers. Look, they now have new prime pork at Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers is the number one place to get America's best beef and chicken, and now they have the best pork as well. What is prime pork? Well, it's like prime steak. It's more marbling, better coloring, and it's more tender by 25% over other pork. This is 100% American-raised pork that you can trust and seriously enjoy. Use my code to get $30 off your box of America's Best Beef, Chicken, and Pork today. Look, Good Ranchers has done it again. I thought they'd stop at the best beef in the country, but then they get sensational all-American chicken too. Surely they couldn't redefine another protein sourced from American farms, but they did. You might be thinking, I've never heard of prime pork before, and that's the problem. Prime pork has amazing marbling, just like prime steak. So check it out at GoodRanchers.com. Head to GoodRanchers.com and change the way you buy pork, beef, and chicken. Use promo code KIRK for $30 off your box at GoodRanchers.com. Now's the time to get American meat conveniently delivered to your door. Use promo code KIRK for $30 off delivery of America's best beef, chicken, and prime pork today. Head to GoodRanchers.com and change the way you buy pork, beef, and chicken. They're a great company. Check it out. I use them and I love them. In fact, we're having Good Ranchers meet this weekend. GoodRanchers.com, promo code KIRK. A mark of a totalitarian regime is they do not allow disagreement. There's other breaking news. Biden administration ordered Facebook to change algorithms to suppress conservatives. It's the same thing. Same thing that happens on college campuses. We're getting ready for our college campus tour coming up soon at Turning Point USA. And we're going to have to deal with the anti-speech forces. We teach our kids on college campuses that speech is not necessary. That if you find a set of ideas that you don't like, shut them up. We're the opposite. When we go to these college campuses, we ask for disagreement to come to the front of the line. If you disagree, we invite that disagreement. We think it actually makes life better, makes civilization stronger. The left has never believed in that. They don't believe it in Mao's China. They don't believe it in the USSR. And this indictment of Donald Trump points directly to that. So Al Sharpton, who somehow still is allowed on television, it's amazing to me. He just gets a little ahead of himself sometimes. And he just starts making stuff up. And so he starts talking about, could you imagine us thinking about James Madison or Thomas Jefferson trying to overthrow the government? And so let me just ask an obvious question here, okay? Which I don't think anyone has said. How can you overthrow the government when you're the sitting president? How does that one work? Like, I get the argument that maybe if you're like some opposition leader in hundreds of miles away from the Capitol, but if you're the sitting president, how do you overthrow the government? And by the way, Thomas Jefferson did help overthrow the government of Britain. It's called the Revolutionary War. Again, Al Sharpton, not a smart person at all. Typical for MSNBC. Play cut 130.
One day, our children's children will read American history. And can you imagine our reading that James Madison or Thomas Jefferson tried to overthrow the government so they could stay in power? That's what we're looking at. We're looking at American history.
Okay, again. How does one overthrow the government if you are the sitting president of the United States? Make it make sense. I'm going to overthrow myself? There's this other guy that keeps going on television, MSNBC, Michael Beschloss. He has totally lost his mind. And they have him on Morning Mika, and he just keeps on raising the level of absolute insanity. Listen to this, play cut 60.
From time to time, America faces threats from monsters who want to destroy our democracy. That happened in 1861 with the Confederacy. Pearl Harbor, 1941, 9/11, 2001. You see where I'm going. What we see in this indictment is that on January 6, 2021, Donald Trump, just like those other threats to American democracy, tried to destroy our system. And the thing is, Joe and Mika and Willie and everyone, it's almost happening again this morning. Just as you said,
right.
Who is the Republican frontrunner? Donald Trump. Threatening to do it all again, but even more effectively, mm-hmm. saying he's going to institute a presidential dictatorship that we may assume is going to take our democracy away.
And Morning Mika. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Totally like Pearl Harbor. Exactly like 9/11. This is the whole point. What Michael Beschloss is saying on MSNBC is to continue to set the baseline that half the country are moral equivalents of Nazi Germany, of the Axis powers of World War II, of the Confederacy, or of Al-Qaeda, or Bin Laden. And this is now, they're starting to say this over and over again. The Patriot Act, largely passed thanks to people like Lady Graham and others, they are chomping at the bit for an excuse to use government authority to now just destroy the conservative MAGA movement. They're already doing it with these indictments. But now they're increasing the volume and saying, you know what? MAGA is ISIS. MAGA is Al-Qaeda. MAGA is Nazi Germany. Not like them. They actually are that thing. This is the inevitable conclusion of a political movement, the left, that is terrified of losing their political control. Why do they hate speech? Because they might have to actually defend their indefensible positions. Why can't they allow us to express our opinions? They know that the chemical castration of children and open borders, not popular with most of the country. So we'll just put you in prison because we need to hold on to political power. The truth, or even questions that lead to the truth, is always a direct threat to tyranny. That's why Mao, Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, and Biden needs to put their political dissidents in jail. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Does lack of energy, memory issues, brain fog, or other mysterious health issues cause you distress? If so, listen up, because I dealt with the same exact issues until I found Strong Cell. Strong Cell is a liquid NADH supplement packed with highly bioavailable CoQ10, marine collagen, and tons of essential vitamins. All these work together with NADH to improve your health at the cellular level. There are cells in every area of your body, so if your cells are healthy, you'll be healthier. I'm asked by a lot of nutrition companies to endorse their products, and I say no to most of them. But once I saw what StrongCell did for me personally, I reached out and teamed up with them. Go to StrongCell.com/Charlie today and check it out for yourself. I take it every day, and it's made a big impact on my life. Remember, this is not an overnight fix. It's repairing your body at the cellular level, so you got to give it time for it to work. I recommend you try the 30-day supply to give your body the greatest chance to see the benefits. Visit StrongCell.com/Charlie or call 888-596-0155 or use promo code Charlie to get a special 20% off discount. That's StrongCell.com/Charlie. Joining us now is Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running an excellent presidential campaign, defying all the experts out there and listening to the conservative base. Vivek, welcome to the program. Tell us about the lawsuit that you are filing against the Department of Justice.
Well, Charlie, I didn't want to sit by and be a bystander as we're watching the politicization of our justice system. I believe in the truth, and I think that we are being lied to about what role the political actors are playing, Biden and Merrick Garland, in this politicized persecution through prosecution of my competitor in this race, the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. And so I actually had filed, using the traditional legal process, a Freedom of Information Act request to demand, as any citizen can, classify any documents of what Biden told Garland or what Garland told Jack Smith in the classified documents case. The law lays out a specific timeline they have to meet to at least provide minimal information. They didn't meet that. That gives me standing to sue them in federal court. That's exactly what I've done with a fresh round of demands that I've also made in relation to this most recent prosecution. And the reason I'm doing this is because I think it will become that much more difficult.
So what Vivek is saying is that he is a presidential candidate who, by the way, has a vested interest to see Donald Trump falter because he's running against him, is actually doing the right thing to sue the Department of Justice. I'm really encouraged by this, and this is a theme that we hit on this program time and time and time again, which is, where is the opposition party in this country? If you are using this as an opportunity while our own government becomes Soviet and Maoist against Donald Trump to say, oh, you know, get a little jab in here and a little jab in here, you are a waste of time. Vivek is doing the right thing by doing this. I want to play a piece of tape here while we get Vivek Ramaswamy back. He deserves a lot of credit for what he's doing here. I believe it. Do we have? We have Adam Kinzinger, which is I just see him in my, every time I see Adam Kinzinger in my cut sheet, I was like, oh, great. Do we have? Boy, this is a long cut sheet we have here. Do we have the Mark Levin from this morning on Mike Pence? I think it was excellent, but if not, let's just play Adam Kinzinger. Here's your opposition party. Adam Kinzinger says out loud what most Republicans in Congress actually believe. It's not that Adam Kinzinger is an outlier. It's that he actually has the fortitude to say it out loud. Play cut 125.
They're saying the president has a right to lie. Okay, fine. The president really doesn't have a right to lie when it leads to an attempted coup. And that's what I think people are missing. This isn't just the president speaking. The president, first off, when you make an oath, when you swear an oath to the Constitution to uphold and defend it, you have to live by those standards. But secondarily, when you cause people to, in essence, attempt a coup, and that's what this was, you have to be held accountable. What they're, in essence, saying is, as long as the coup fails, well, then it's just freedom of speech. If it succeeds, then, of course, they're in power and they can do whatever they want. That is very dangerous for this country, and I think, I mean, that's probably the only defense they can make in terms of the First Amendment, but I think it's asinine.
A lot of Republican leaders agree completely with Adam Kinzinger. It was a coup. Get him out of the way. How do you launch a coup if you're the sitting president? Every single Republican running for the presidency should be outraged. They should be in D.C. They should be filing lawsuits. But instead, they say, you know what? Not me. That is Vichy French attitude. Vivek stands alone. Vivek, welcome back. I know there's some technical stuff. Vivek, please continue as to why you are doing this.
Well, I was in D.C. earlier today in front of the courthouse, Charlie. I also made the announcement just because it would be a lot easier for me. Let's be really honest. If Donald Trump were eliminated from competition, I'm running third in the Republican national polls right now. But that's not how I want to win this election. We are in this for the country. And I think we set a dangerous precedent, Charlie, if the party in power is using untested novel legal theories that have never once been applied by a prosecutor, let alone upheld by a judge, to arrest and indict their political opposition. And so I believe that Jack Smith and Merrick Garland and Joe Biden are not telling the truth. I think there is an absolute political component to this, which explains the fact that there are three different indictments right around the exact same time, which happens to be in the middle of a presidential election. And so I believe in the truth. I believe the government should trust the people with the truth. I think there is no such thing as a noble lie. And so we're using legal means to demand the White House and the Justice Department to expose exactly what correspondences they had with Jack Smith, the supposed special prosecutor. And I think that we have to stand for the rule of law, Charlie, because the way it works right now is the government basically says the people can't be trusted with the truth, be it the truth about COVID-19, be it the truth about Hunter Biden, the truth about Ukraine, the truth about who directed what in this prosecution of Donald Trump, the truth about that shooter manifesto of the transgender shooter in Nashville. I was in Nashville yesterday calling for the release of that manifesto. We the people can handle the truth. And that's the bottom line, Charlie, that we the people have to stand up for. And the good news is at least there are means within the law to actually use to demand answers. And that's what I'm doing, not just in my capacity as a presidential candidate, but in my capacity as a citizen of this country.
Well, look, Vivek is running a presidential campaign unlike any of these other losers. By the way, Noble Lie comes from Plato's Republic. It's book three, where it's a knowingly propagated lie by the elite to maintain social harmony. Goes back thousands of years. And think about all the, quote, noble lies that these philosopher kings, the people in the clouds, tell you. We're part of the secret society. We know better than you. Fauci, Comey, Brennan, Burks, Lerner, Lynch, Obama, Biden. So, Vivek, you're going after the truth. Yesterday, you were in Nashville, yesterday, the day before, Nashville, calling for the release of the Trans Shooter Manifesto. That's been memory hold, hasn't it? What's the latest? And tell us why you were in Nashville demanding for the release of the manifesto.
Well, the reason I went this month, Charlie, is I waited. I mean, you had the governor. And by the way, we're talking about a Republican governor here who in April basically gestured towards them saying they would release the manifesto. We're now sitting in August. That manifesto has not been released. In every major mass shooting, they always release the manifesto, but this time because the transgender shooter, they didn't do it. And you know what? Later this month, this is the dirty little secret, Charlie. This is why I went down there. On August 21st, that governor is convening a special session of the legislature.
To take guns away.
To pass. Yep, exactly.
Governor Billy, I got to interrupt. Governor Billy, governor of Tennessee, wants to take your firearms away in Tennessee, but is working in harmony to know that you don't see the manifesto. Continue, Vivek Ramaswamy.
That's exactly why I went down there. Because now, what have we learned in the last several years, Charlie? We make our worst laws and policy decisions as a country when we do so on false pretenses. Think about what happened with the vaccines. Think about what happened with the lockdowns. Had we known what lockdowns would do, had we been told the truth about the myocarditis risks and otherwise, we would not have adopted the policies that we did. Well, now we're repeating that same mistake because we know this was driven by a mentally deranged, psychologically ill person who identified in the wrong gender, went to a Christian school and shot people. There is a manifesto that the government usually releases, that the government officials here said that they would release, yet they have not released and yet have the gall now to call a special session of the legislature.
Right. This is not an exaggeration. By the way, the grassroots in Tennessee have been blowing me up. They say, Charlie, Governor Bill Lee doesn't care about the manifesto. He wants to take our guns away. Special session, all red legislature, and people are fired up. This is a real big problem. And Vivek, you're one of the few people. By the way, why do we need Democrats if we have Republicans like this? This is a theme that I keep on hitting and hitting. And Vivek, you're making a lot of waves across the board. I love it. You're going after the truth. Just, I'll let you riff on this. Your stance on the 9/11 Commission report, this made people so angry. But quite honestly, maybe there is more to the story. Maybe there's something that we don't know. I don't trust the government. In fact, I'll wear that shirt time and time again. I think the government is lying to you. Vivek Ramaswamy, do you think our federal government is lying to us about what happened on 9/11?
Well, you don't need to take that from me, Charlie. And I'm not one for conspiracy theories. I'm just for the reality, the truth of the matter. So you want to know what happened, actually? 2 years ago, the FBI finally, 20 years later, declassified documents relating to 9/11 that, lo and behold, confirmed something that they had long denied, that one of the graduate students, the 42-year-old graduate student that welcomed two al-Qaeda hijackers, did actually have ties to the Saudi government as working for the Saudi intelligence agency. For years, they lied about it and said the contrary. This is the same government that repeatedly lied in the post-9/11 era about weapons of mass destruction, saying that Pat Tillman in Afghanistan was killed by enemy fire, when in fact he was killed by friendly fire.
No, that's a great point. That's right. Keep
going. So the government that lies to you, you can't believe them when they just expect you to take the truth from on high. And I think that skepticism is good, Charlie. I think we need more of that spirit of the American Revolution.
It's how you have a free society. I mean, by the way, we should have on in our studio, guys, so we don't forget. The big lies of the last 30 years, right? Vaccine safe and effective, border is completely secure, Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation, lockdowns are going to save kids' lives, weapons of mass destruction, we need a surge in Iraq. The COVID origin, great point. Lab leak theory, right? I mean, how many times do we have to be lied to by these people until we realize that there's more to the game? He is doing very, very well, and I got to tell you, I want a Republican Party that speaks like Vivek Ramaswamy, that fights like Vivek, that asks the tough questions. I don't need to be lectured by Mike Pence about how beautiful our justice system is, or about how Zelensky, the uppity foreigner in a t-shirt, needs more of our taxpayer money, or why Ukraine is our problem. It's not. If Ron DeSantis was running a campaign like Vivek Ramaswamy, this thing would be a race. Instead, Ron DeSantis is talking about corporate tax cuts. Vivek Ramaswamy is demanding the release of the Trans Shooter Manifesto and saying, were we told the truth about 9/11? Based. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here, and like many of you, I'm a busy guy balancing family, show, travel, and TPUSA. When I needed a mortgage, I went to my friends Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. They were amazing, and look, I had some complicated stuff, don't need to go into the details. They handled it personally. Call them if you have an aging family member, for example, that needs some financial relief. Ask them about a reverse mortgage. If you're self-employed and are finding it difficult to qualify because of that, they have my 100% full and complete endorsement. Call them and help you prepare. I'm telling you, anything mortgage-related, please call them and not the big woke bags. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form, and they will get back to you with answers. Call them at 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They're good friends of mine. Full and complete endorsement. If you are a first-time home buyer, renting, and want to be, they'll call and help you prepare. Check it out, andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form, and they'll get you back with answers, andrewandtodd.com. Vivek, you got to fill me in. When you were on the ground in Tennessee, why is a deep red state like Tennessee have a governor that wants to take people's guns away but seems afraid to go after the trans lobby? What's going on here?
It's a deeper failure of the managerial class, Charlie, and it pervades both political parties. We have to graduate from this idea that it's about Republicans and Democrats. It is not. It is about the managerial class versus the everyday citizen. And the Republican Party is controlled by the same donor puppet masters, or at least the same kinds of donor puppet masters, as the ones that control the Democrat Party. And so when it comes to the U.S. president, we need somebody who is not a super PAC puppet. We need an independent patriot who speaks the truth. And I think that goes for most governor positions in this country as well. There is this culture of fear, and Republicans are not immune to it. You're not vaccinated just because you call yourself a Republican from the culture of fear that's spreading like a virus across this country. And so my answer is,
yep.
I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, especially if you're Republican. I'm going to call that out, stand for truth, and that's why I was in Nashville.
Yep, here's the article right here. Governor Bill Lee promises to make special session call, sponsors bills amid Republican opposition. Governor Lee is working with Democrats, it says in the article. This is TennesseeLookout.com. They want to have a special session for red flag laws. Here's a red flag law that if you are currently under the trans delusion, then maybe we should reconsider that. Oh, you can't say that. What's the red flag you want to put in then? Why don't you release the manifesto so we know what was driving this lunatic that killed those kids, which was a hate crime against Christians? Why won't Bill Lee say that? It's really strange. So Vivek, tell us about the race in general. It seems as if you have a lot of momentum. The debates are coming up. You're one of the few candidates that is willing to speak the truth. Give us an update. Where are you? What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Well, look, I'm hoping the debate stage doesn't devolve into a boring setting of everyone just agreeing on everything and the easy issues. Yes, we're all against wokeness. Yes, we're all against higher tax rates if that's what's going to be, shrink the economy. But I think I want to talk about the hard things. I want to talk about Ukraine. I want to talk about our foreign policy. I want to talk about how we're directing hundreds of billions of dollars to protect an invasion across somebody else's border that we could instead be using to protect the invasion across our own southern border. And so I think that's actually something that people are hungry for, Charlie, is that the good news is we agree on a lot in the Republican Party, and that's great. But instead of actually obsessing over that and hiding from where we differ, I'd say let's smoke out the differences. Let's talk about pardons for the peaceful protesters on January 6th.
Yes.
Let's talk about a commitment, making sure that we don't make these allegations against a U.S. former U.S. president through this persecution. I want to smoke out the more difficult topics. And that's what I'm doing on the campaign trail, Charlie, is, yeah, I'll tell people all the stuff they want to hear and they agree with. But my view is it's the old quote, you know, if you care about somebody, you tell them the truth. If you care about yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. That's what the Republican Party is doing a lot of. I think part of the reason our campaign is succeeding is that I am speaking the truth, even when they are hard truths. And that's the approach I'm going to take to the end. And if that's the winning strategy, then great. And if it's the losing strategy, so be it. I'd rather lose an election than to be some puppet parroting slogans that are poll tested and designed to win. That's not how I do it.
So, Vivek, just looking at the candidates that are not named Trump, what are your thoughts on kind of their policy position and stances and their reaction to kind of what's been happening the last couple weeks and months? I'm sure it must in some ways be surprising that the Republican Party is really filled with a bunch of gutless wonders.
It's very disappointing, actually, Charlie, but it also gives me now my sense of motivation because it does take an outsider to speak with the spine. And now I get it. I understand why, because many of those same mega donors are, I mean, I can't tell you the number of texts I got after, by the way, that it was a completely distortion of what I even said, even asking questions about areas where the government may have lied to us, including but not limited to 9/11. But the same thing with respect to my Ukraine position, the same thing with respect to actually my extensive discussion about bank bailouts that I'm dead set against. I have lost major donors over these positions, and I'm okay with that. I've put over $15 million of my hard-earned money into this campaign, and we'll stop at nothing. I'd rather do that than be dependent on somebody else who's going to restrain what I say.
I got to interject, because there's one other thing, Vivek. I want you to tell about the lawsuit with the World Economic Forum that you cleared up a lie that some people, unfortunately, are believing because of rumor chatter. Minute remaining, Vivek, tell us about this.
Well, the World Economic Forum, I have been a top opponent against them. I started a company to fight the ESG agenda, written books about this. They had the gall to name me on a list of young global leaders with a bunch of other young billionaires. I said, no, absolutely not. I refuse it. And when they refused to actually take down the name, or they failed to, I believe in action. So I sued them. And guess what? We got everything that we asked for. I'm proud to say, most importantly, they have made a hard commitment that they will never do this to anybody again, as they've done to folks from Elon Musk to Glenn Beck in the past. It's not going to happen again. We got every demand we met in the lawsuit, but that was honestly the most important one, Charlie, because this isn't about my money or winning or anything else. This is about doing what's right to make sure we push back against these guys. So I'll say now, the World Economic Forum tried to put me on their list. Well, I put Klaus Schwab on mine, and that's exactly how we're going to roll. We're going to win with action, not playing with kid gloves. We're playing with the real thing. And if you want to get into a fight with me, believe me, you're going to have to pay for it.
Vivek Ramaswamy, keep telling the truth. It is shaking up what the Republican primary was supposed to be. Happy talk. It's supposed to be, it's morning in America if we're able to get rid of Donald Trump. Vivek is like, boom, we're going to not have that happening. Trans Manifesto, 9/11, where's the virus from? Why are we funding Ukraine? Why is the border wide open? War on the cartels. He is shaking up the Republican primary for the better. Vivek, keep going. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.